KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
It's time now for KAYT KQJO's Moments in Black History, celebrating Black excellence with heroes from the past and the present. So sit back, listen, learn, and enjoy.
Hello. In this Black Excellence presentation, we will highlight 10 Black women inventors. We here at Black Excellence specialize in illuminating the experience and contributions of African Americans, which is the foundation of our channel. We are particularly keen on pointing out the ingenuity, innovation, and creativity of Black women who have transformed this world in ways that few can believe. It is essential for the Black community, as well as white America, to understand the impact of Black women pioneers, entrepreneurs, and inventors from our past. Our aspiring grade school student will not read much about these women in the history books, so we hope you take the time to celebrate these trailblazers who may inspire them and help propel their dreams forward. We will be featuring 10 African American women whose inventions changed the world. So without further ado, let's get started. Number 1, Patricia Bath, pioneer in ophthalmology. Patricia Bath's name is associated with many amazing feats and pioneering works from childhood till her death in 2019. Bath was born to Rupert Bath and Gladys Bath on November 4, 1942 in Harlem, New York. Although her parents were not rich, they encouraged her to pursue academic interests and explore new cultures. Her interest in science peaked when she got a chemistry set as a gift. She worked hard in her academic pursuits and made discoveries that earned her the Mademoiselle's Magazine Merit Award in 1960. Bath earned her bachelor's degree from Hunter College in 1964 and her medical degree with honors from Howard University in 1968. Bath began to pursue a fellowship in ophthalmology at Columbia University. During the course of her studies there, she discovered that African Americans were twice as likely to suffer from blindness and 8 times more likely to suffer from glaucoma. These findings motivated her to invent devices and systems to change the outcomes. One of her brilliant inventions is the laser phaco probe, for which she became the first African American female doctor to hold a patent for a medical device. The device, which was completed in 1986, provided a less painful and precise treatment of cataracts using laser technology, and she received the patent for it in 1988. With the device, Bath was able to restore the sight of people with about 30 years of blindness, thus pioneering laser eye surgery as known today. She also pioneered community ophthalmology clinics during her residency years and co-founded the American Institute for the Prevention of Blindness in 1976, which established that eyesight is a basic human right. Bath won many prestigious awards in her lifetime and continued to advocate for innovation and telemedicine. Number 2, Marie Van Britten Brown, pioneer in surveillance systems. Brown was born in Queens, New York on October 22, 1922. She worked as a nurse and was married to Albert Brown, an electronics technician. The crime rate in their neighborhood was high and police response time was slow. Coupled with the unfixed hours of the police force, pushed Marie to look for ways to increase the level of personal security in her home. She needed to create a system that would allow her to know who was at her home and contact relevant authorities as quickly as possible. That idea birthed the invention of the first home security system and the basis of modern surveillance systems, remote-controlled doors, and push-button alarms. Brown's security system comprised of peepholes, a camera, monitors, a two-way microphone, and an alarm button that could be pressed to contact the police immediately. The peepholes were placed at 3 levels on the front door, the top one for tall persons, the middle one for people of average height, and the bottom one for children. A camera was mounted at the opposite side of the door, with the ability to slide up and down through the peepholes and project the image on a monitor through a wireless system. The microphone was to enable her to speak to the person at the door, and the person could speak back. If the person was perceived as an intruder, the alarm button will alert the police at once. But if the person was a friend, the door could be opened by remote control. Marie and Albert Brown filed for a patent on August 1, 1966, under the title Home Security System Utilizing Television Surveillance, and it was granted on December 2, 1969. Brown's invention gained her well-deserved recognition, including an award from the National Scientist Committee and an interview with the New York Times on December 6, 1969. Brown resided in New York with her family of three until her death on February 2, 1999. Number 3, Miriam Benjamin, inventor of the signal chair. Miriam Benjamin was born as a free person on September 16, 1861, to parents Francis and Eliza Benjamin in Charleston, South Carolina. Her family moved to Boston, Massachusetts, with the hope for better schooling. She attended high school in Boston, then moved to Washington, D.C., where she worked as a school teacher and a federal clerk. She later enrolled into Howard University Law School. While Miriam worked as a school teacher, she invented the honk and signal chair for hotels. She thought of a way to get the attention of the waiters in a hotel from the comfort of your chair. The chair had two components, a buzzer button and a light signal. When the button is pressed, it would buzz at the waiter's station, and a light on the chair would let the waiter know who wanted service. In her patent notes, she said the chair would serve to reduce the expense of hotels by decreasing the number of waiters and attendants, to add to the convenience and comfort of guests, and to obviate the necessity of hand clapping or calling aloud to obtain the services of pages. Miriam received patent for her invention in 1888, making her the second African-American woman to receive a patent in the United States. She lobbied to have her chair adopted by the United States House of Representatives, but they eventually installed a copycat version of hers that she didn't get credit for. Miriam became a solicitor of patents and moved back to Boston in 1920 to live with her mother and work for her brother, Edgar Pinkerton Benjamin, a noted attorney. Benjamin's invention was the precursor to the flight attendant call button, a key tool for customer service in the airline industry. Number 4, Sarah Good, inventor of the folding cabinet bed. Sarah Good was born enslaved in 1850 and received no form of formal education while growing up. After receiving her freedom at the end of the Civil War, Good moved to Chicago with her husband, Archibald, who was a carpenter. She became an entrepreneur, and together with her husband, they owned a furniture store. Sarah realized that many of her customers were working-class people who lived in small apartments and didn't have enough space for many furniture, sometimes including beds. She thought of her way to utilize such small space while providing the comfort of a bed as well. Thus, she invented the folding cabinet bed. The folding cabinet bed comprised of a bed, which could be concealed when not in use to serve as a roll-top desk, with compartments for stationery and other writing supplies. This invention made her customers have both the comfort of a bed in their home and the luxury of a desk for writing activities. The bed attached to the cabinet was wide enough to accommodate two adults or an adult and two children. The folding cabinet bed was a timely and satisfying invention and is the predecessor to the modern-day Murphy bed. Good was granted a patent for her invention on July 14, 1885, by the United States Patent and Trademark Office. This made her the first African-American woman in history to receive a patent for an invention. She died in 1905 at the age of 55 years. Number 5, Marjorie Stuart Joyner, pioneer in cosmetology. Marjorie Stuart Joyner was born on October 24, 1896 in Monterey, Virginia. She moved to Chicago and began studying cosmetology at the A.B. Moeller Beauty School in 1912. In 1916, she became the first African-American graduate of the school. That same year, at the age of 20, she got married to Robert E. Joyner, a podiatrist, and opened her salon. In Chicago, Joyner met another influential beautician and businesswoman who ran several beauty schools in the country, Madam C.J. Walker. In 1920, Joyner joined the C.J. Walker Beauty Colleges as the national supervisor. In the early 1920s, African American women were accustomed to straightening their hair with very hot curling irons. This process was slow and uncomfortable because only one iron could be used at a time. This made Joyner think of ways to improve on this method. One day while making a pot roast in her kitchen, Joyner looked at the roast, which was being held together and heated with several thin long rods from within. She envisioned a similar system that would use several rods hung above the client's head, which could roll several portions of the hair at once. Then they could be heated up to produce a permanent wave or curl into her hair for a few days. In 1926, she began experimenting until she achieved a feasible prototype. She received a U.S. patent for her invention, the Perfect Wave Machine, in 1928. The following year, she invented a scalp protector to make the curling process more comfortable for the clients. However, the patents for both products were assigned to Madam Walker, and Joyner didn't receive any substantial compensation for her inventions, which is very unfortunate. Her inventions were used in many salons on both black and white clients, and she continued to create systems to uphold the standards of beauticians in the country. In 1973, she was awarded a bachelor's degree in psychology from Bethune-Cookman College in Daytona Beach. She remained dedicated to community service and died in 1994. Number 6, Judy Reed, inventor of the dough kneader and roller. Judy Reed was born during the time of slavery. Therefore, there is no proper documentation available in regards to her birth and childhood. However, it was discovered that she lived in Washington, D.C. when it was unlawful for enslaved people to be taught how to read and write and would be harshly punished or killed if caught learning or teaching. In January 1884, Reed applied for a patent on her dough kneader and roller. The device was an improved design on existing dough kneaders. Her device comprised of two rollers, corrugated slats, a covered receptacle. This device allowed dough to mix evenly as it progressed between the two rollers carved with corrugated slats that would act as kneaders. Then the dough passed into a covered receptacle to keep it clean and protected. The patent was granted September 23, 1884, to a person who signed X for this dough kneader and roller. It is believed that Judy Reed signed X because she was unable to spell her name or write. This technicality is the reason why Reed is not officially recognized as the first African-American female patent holder. Number 7, Sarah Boone, improved the ironing board. Sarah Boone was born as Sarah Marshall in 1832 in Craven County, North Carolina. In 1847, at age 15, she married James Boone in New Bern, North Carolina. Before the Civil War, she and her husband moved to New Haven, Connecticut. She worked as a dressmaker while her husband was a brick mason. As a dressmaker and a mother of 8 children, Boone found ironing of female sleeves and garments difficult to iron because they were curved and slim. Ironing in that period was done on either a pair of chairs or across a flat surface with an iron heated over a stove or fire. This was usually done in the kitchen because of the proximity to the stove or fire. Boone invented an improvement to the already existing ironing boards. Her board was designed to be effective in ironing sleeves and bodies of female garments. The board was narrow and curved, which was the fit of a female sleeve in that period. The board was reversible, thereby making it easier to iron both sides of the sleeves. It was also suited for ironing curved waist seams of garments. In her patent application, Boone stated that the purpose of her invention was to produce a cheap, simple, convenient, and highly effective device, particularly adapted to be used in ironing the sleeves and bodies of ladies' garments. Boone's ironing board was granted patent on April 26, 1892. Boone passed away in 1904. Number 8, Ellen Eglin, inventor of the clothes wringer. Ellen Eglin was born in 1849 in Washington, D.C., where she lived through her childhood and adult years. While living in D.C., Eglin worked as a housekeeper and a government clerk. Washing clothes at this time was only done by hand, and wringing out the clothes and drying them was also done by hand. Ellen realized that there had to be a better way to wring water out of the clothes. So she put her mind to work and came up with an invention that changed the process of washing and made it very efficient and comfortable. She called it the clothes wringer. In the 1800s, Eglin invented a clothes wringer, which was a machine that comprised of two rollers in a frame that was connected to a crank. The clothes would be placed in between the two rollers, and as the crank was turned, the clothes would have the water pressed out of them. She applied for patent and was granted. However, Eglin sold her patent to a white person who was interested in manufacturing the product for a token of $18. In 1890, she was featured in the April issue of the Woman Inventor magazine, where she was asked the reason for selling her patent, and she replied saying, "You know I am black, and if it was known that a Negro woman patented the invention, white ladies would not buy the wringer. I was afraid to be known because of my color and having it introduced to the market. That is the only reason." The buyer of the patent went ahead to produce the product and made considerable financial rewards for it. Eglin's wringer is still being used today. Number 9. Lyda Newman, inventor of a new style of hairbrush. Lyda Newman was born in Ohio in 1885, but she lived in Ohio until the late 1890s, when according to the official census records, she became a New York City resident. Newman was a hairdresser by trade and also a women's rights activist. She fought alongside well-known women's suffrage activists for women's right to vote. As a hairdresser, Newman thought of ways to improve her business and came up with an improved hairbrush design. This was a period when women were becoming self-aware and standing up for their rights. And Newman not only brought revolution as an activist, she also designed hairdressing products that added to the ease of women. In 1898, Newman applied for a United States patent for a new style of hairbrush. Her hairbrush design included features that promoted efficiency and hygiene. The bristles were evenly spaced in rows, with open slots to guide debris away from the hair into a compartment, and a back that could be opened at the touch of a button for cleaning out the compartment. The hairbrush was not only efficient, it was also stylish. Newman was granted the patent for her hairbrush on November 15, 1898. In the 1920s, Newman headed a group in her neighborhood that created awareness about women's right to vote. Newman continued to fight for women's rights and worked as a hairdresser to a private family throughout her adulthood. Number 10, Alice H. Parker, inventor of the central heating using natural gas. Alice Parker was born in 1895 in Morristown, New Jersey. She had her early childhood education in New Jersey before relocating to Washington, D.C. She attended classes at the Howard University Academy, which was a high school affiliated to Howard University. She earned a certificate with honors from the Academy in 1910. Growing up in New Jersey, the winters were harsh, and Alice felt like her fireplace was not effective enough in warming her home through the cold winters. This prompted her to design a more efficient way of supplying heat during winters. She is credited with the invention of the central heating using natural gas. Parker's central heating system allowed cool air to be drawn into the furnace, then conveyed through a heat exchanger that delivered warm air through ducts to individual rooms of a house. Her invention was convenient and decreased the need for people to go outside to chop or cut wood during winters. It also decreased the risk of house fires associated with fireplaces. Although the concept of central heating was already around before Parker's birth, her design was cutting edge because it made use of natural gas instead of coal or wood like others. Her invention paved way for the use of natural gas and energy conservation in central heating systems that we have in our homes today. Parker was granted United States patent for her invention on December 23, 1919.
We appreciate the fact that you stayed with us until the end. Thank you for spending time with us.
Central Louisiana native and author Clarence Hunter has a series of books you have got to check out, including Sonya Life. What was Alexandria like back in the days of segregation? Find out why Louis Satchmo Armstrong came to Alexandria once and said he'd never come back again.
And then there's Stop, Rest, and Read, a compilation of short stories. You'll forget about your own problems when you laugh and cry with the characters in this book. Go Tell John captures what life was like for a young colored boy growing up in central Louisiana in the 1950s. Read about Lee Street, Club Tuxedo, the Rendezvous Lounge, Sugar Man's Pool Hall, and the Ritz Theater. And finally, Rest in the Dust, a story of the segregated South, racism in law enforcement, and the military. This series of books by author Clarence Hunter is available on Amazon.com and TheBookPatch.com. Author Clarence Hunter at Clarence_Hunter@MSN.com and www.ClarenceHunter.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
Untold Black History Inventors wasn't taught at school. Most people have heard about famous inventions like the light bulb, the cotton gin, and the penicillin. But did you know that many of the products we use every day were created by Black people? Here's a list of 15 of them that, until now, you probably didn't know about. Frederick McKinley Jones. If your refrigerator has any produce from your local grocery store, then you can credit African-American inventor Frederick McKinley Jones. Jones took out more than 60 patents throughout his life, including a patent for the roof-mounted cooling system that's used to refrigerate goods on trucks during extended transportation in the mid-1930s. He received a patent for his invention in 1940, and co-founded the U.S. Thermo Control Company, later known as Thermo King. The company was critical during World War II, helping to preserve blood, food, and supplies during the war. Dr. Shirley Jackson. Dr. Shirley Jackson is an American physicist who received her PhD from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in 1973. She was the first African-American woman to earn a doctorate in nuclear physics at MIT. In addition to her lengthy list of academic achievements, she also has an impressive number of inventions under her belt. Her experiments with theoretical physics paved the way for numerous developments in the telecommunication space, including the touch-tone telephone, the portable fax, caller ID, call waiting, and the fiber optic cable. Today, Dr. Shirley Jackson is the 18th president of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy, New York. Louis Latimer. Inventor and engineer Louis Latimer was born in Chelsea, Massachusetts, on September 4, 1848. He collaborated with science greats Hiram Maxim and Thomas Edison. One of Latimer's greatest inventions was the carbon filament, a vital component of the light bulb. His inventions didn't stop there. Working with Alexander Graham Bell, Latimer helped draft the patent for Bell's design of the telephone. This genius also designed an improved railroad car bathroom and an early air conditioning unit. So the next time you're escaping a hot day inside your cool house, don't forget to thank Louis Latimer. Marie Van Britten Brown. Did you know that the first home security system was invented by a Black nurse? Meet Marie Van Britten Brown. Although she was a full-time nurse, she recognized the security threats to her home and devised a system that would alert her of strangers at her door and contact relevant authorities as quickly as possible. Her original invention consisted of peepholes, a camera, monitors, and a two-way microphone. The finishing touch was an alarm button that, when pressed, would immediately contact the police. Her patent laid the groundwork for the modern closed-circuit television system that is widely used for surveillance, home security systems, push-button alarm triggers, crime prevention, and traffic monitoring. Otis Boykin. Otis Boykin's most notable contribution to science was likely the circuit improvements he made to pacemakers after losing his mother to heart failure, a contribution that has saved countless lives since. But this single improvement was among a long list of achievements. Boykin had 26 patents in his name and is famed for the development of IBM computers, burglar-proof cash register, chemical air filters, and an electronic resistor used in controlled missiles and other devices. Lonnie G. Johnson. Did you ever enjoy water gun fights as a kid? Well, meet Lonnie Johnson, the man that gave us the most famous water gun, the Super Soaker. Lonnie wasn't a toymaker. He was actually an aerospace engineer for NASA with a resume boasting a stint with the U.S. Air Force, work on the Galileo Jupiter Probe and Mars Observer Project, and more than 40 patents. Yes, he is also working on the Johnson Thermoelectric Energy Converter, JTEC, which converts heat directly into electricity, but it's the squirt gun he created that has given us all the most joy. Charles Drew. Every 2 seconds someone in the US needs blood. Thanks to Charles Drew, that blood is available. Drew was a physician, surgeon, and medical researcher who worked with a team at Red Cross on groundbreaking discoveries around blood transfusions. In World War II, he played a major role in developing the first large-scale blood banks and blood plasma programs. He also invented the, and get ready because this name is pretty charming, Bloodmobiles. These are the refrigerated trucks that, to this day, safely transport stored blood to the location where it is needed most. Drew was one of the most prominent doctors working in his field, and one of the only African Americans, during a time when blood donation was still separated along lines of race. Drew eventually resigned from his position with the American Red Cross over their insistence on adhering to this policy. It was 1950 before the Red Cross finally recognized all blood as being equal. Marion R. Croak. In 2013, Marion Croak was inducted into Women in Technology International's Hall of Fame, a move that recognizes her remarkable achievements in tech. Croak holds over 135 patents, primarily in voiceover internet protocol, VoIP, some in other areas. She has another 100 patents currently under review. Today, Marion is an SVP at AT&T, serves as a mentor for women in AT&T Labs, and sits on the board for the Holocaust, Genocide and Human Rights Education Center. Lisa Jalopter. If you ever enjoyed an animated GIF on the web, like this one amazing clip of a kitten being scared by an iguana, then you have Lisa Jalopter to thank. Jalopter was integrally involved with the advent of Shockwave, a technology that formed the beginning of web animation. She also played a major role in the emergence of online video, later serving on the senior management team at Hulu. Previously, Lisa was the interim head of digital for Bet Networks and ran technology, product and business operations. Today, you can catch Lisa at the White House, in the United States Digital Service. She is currently serving as the Chief Digital Service Officer with the U.S. Department of Education. Philip Imigwali. Due to cost, Philip Imigwali was forced to drop out of school at age 14. But this didn't stop him from becoming one of the greatest computer pioneers of our time. In fact, he's often called the Bill Gates of Africa. As an adult, Imigwali began studying nature, specifically bees. The construction of the honeycomb inspired him to rethink computer processing. In 1989, he put this idea to work, using 65,000 processes to invent the world's first supercomputer, able to perform 3.1 billion calculations per second. Jesse Ernest Wilkins Jr. Jesse Ernest Wilkins Jr. is one of America's most important contemporary mathematicians. At 13, he became the University of Chicago's youngest student. Wilkins continued his studies there, earning bachelor, master, and eventually earning his doctorate degree in mathematics at the age of 19. He's published papers in mathematics, optics, and nuclear engineering. As a mathematician for the American Optical Company in Buffalo, New York, he perfected lens design for microscopes and ophthalmologic uses. His greatest contribution to scholarship was the development of mathematical models to explain gamma radiation and his work on developing a shielding against gamma radiation. His other claim to fame came from working on the Manhattan Project. At the Manhattan Project, Wilkins worked with future Nobel laureate Eugene Wigner and made significant contributions to nuclear reactor physics, now known as the Wilkins effect and the Wigner-Wilkins spectrum. Elijah McCoy. Often regarded as one of the most famous black inventors ever, McCoy was credited for 50 inventions over the span of his career. In an effort to improve efficiency and eliminate the frequent stopping necessary for lubrication of trains, McCoy devised a method of automating the task. In 1872, he developed a lubricating cup that could automatically drip oil when and where needed, vital in avoiding sticking to the track. The lubricating cup met with enormous success, and orders for it came in from railroad companies all over the country. It was so popular that when other inventors attempted to steal his idea and sell their own versions of the device, companies were not fooled. They insisted on the authentic device, calling it the real McCoy. Garrett Morgan. Those who survived either of the World Wars thanks to a gas mask have Garrett Morgan to thank. Morgan first created the safety hood to help firefighters navigate smoky buildings, later modifying it to carry its own air supply, making it the world's first effective gas masks. He also had the good sense to add a third position to the traffic signal. Yes, there was a time when traffic signals just said indicated, stop, or go, an addition that further reduced automobile accidents. Mary and Mildred Davidson. Mary and her sister Mildred patented many practical inventions. They didn't have technical education, but they were both exceptional at spotting ways to make people's lives better. Together, they invented the sanitary belt. Later, Mary invented the moisture-resistant pocket for the belt. While disabled from multiple sclerosis, Mary went on to invent the walker and the toilet tissue holder.
K-A-Y-T FM. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
Get behind closed doors, man, you hit the floor. And what they can't see is you own your knees. So the next time you get a chance, tell them it's the God in me. It's the God in me. It's the God in me. Hey, it's the God in me. It's the God in me. You think I'm so fresh, you think I'm so clean, you think I'm so sweet. It's the God in me. When she get home and get behind closed doors, man, she hit the floor. And what you can't see is she on her knees. And if you ask her, she'll tell you.
Christ, Instructions for Life, the brand new CD from Minister Fanny Reed, inspired by real life events.
During your daily activities, you can decree and declare and meditate on the Word of God.
This was revealed to me by the Lord for inspiration. I've learned over the years the word works. We have to know who we are in Christ in order for the word to work for us. Let the word not depart from our mouth day or night. Meditate therein. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Available now at the Zion Hill Church Bookstore in Pineville, Louisiana, or at 318-623-9503. Minister Fannie Reed, know who you are in Christ. Instructions for life.
Minister Fannie Reed is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Aren't you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you spending your tax refund as soon as you get it? Welcome to 360 Financial Services, where you can fix your credit, file your taxes, and increase your financial stability. Hi, I am Catrice Mason. Fix your credit by disputing every negative item on your credit report. No matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You'll be able to get a quote at no expense and file your taxes at 360 Financial Services. I'm also looking to partner with like-minded entrepreneurs who are looking to start their own business. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere with no background check and no overhead. Start 2021 with new goals, excellent credit, and a cash advance. God is opening new doors for you at 360 Financial Services. 318-730-8441.
360 Financial Services is a proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM. This is Wade Hampton in the Weather Center. Let's check our Thursday forecast. In Shreveport, look for cloudy skies, high temperature 33, overnight lows at a chilly 18. There's a light morning wintry mix in Monroe with a high at 33, a low at 21. Lake Charles will see mostly cloudy skies, a high at 40, overnight at 28. Cloudy conditions in Natchez, Mississippi, a high at 34, overnight at 22. Right here in the central city, we'll have cloudy skies, a high temperature at 36, overnight lows at 23. And that's a look at your Thursday weather forecast. I'm Wade Hampton.
KAYT and KQJO-FM. We're five cities strong all day long. Lead it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
I'm gonna wave my hands.
Say what you gonna do when you get saved.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellysServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM. The new book from Fannie M. Reed is here. My Faith on Display. Testimonies and highlights from her life. Fannie Reed shares her faith and shows the world light instead of darkness. My Faith on Display. 10 chapters of life-changing stories you won't want to miss. Available now at the Zion Hill Bookstore, Amazon, Kindle, Nordstrom, and from Fannie Reed. 318-623-9503. My Faith on Display by Fannie M. Reed. A must-read for any person of faith. Author Fannie M. Reed is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
This is KAYT and KQJO-FM. Five cities strong all day long. 4-7.
That's my only station.
Everybody goes through some time. Yeah. Turn my mic up just a little bit. Everybody dealing with something. But you gotta know that whatever happens,
I'll be praying for you.
Yeah, it's gonna be alright.
Will you pray for me?
Everybody goes through some time. There's something always testing your faith. You're gonna get some bumps and bruises if you live like the Bible says. Listen now, I don't know what you're going through. I don't have the remedy. All I know is that a friend loveth at all times, but a brother is born for adversity. You know that I'll be
praying for you,
and I know that you'll be praying for me.
Yeah, pray for me.
Whatever you're going through, you know that
I'll be praying for you.
I'll be praying for you if you know that you'll be
praying for me.
Listen. This goes out to all my mothers that
struggling,
fathers that bothering,
fingers to the bone,
and to my sisters keep
fighting,
brothers keep
striving.
Children, don't think that you're all alone. There's a message in this simple song I want to sing. Whatever the problem may be, God can do a new thing.
Oh, I've been praying for you.
I've been praying for you.
I've been praying for you.
Will you pray for me?
I've been praying for you.
Let's get together. Oh, and pray.
I've been praying for you.
I'm gonna pray for you.
some wars going on. We need to pray right now.
We need to pray right now.
Much stuff and not enough space. Minimax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's Minimax Self-Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of Minimax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
You know who it is.
Who it is?
It's the station for every generation. KAYT KQJO FM. Alexandria, Shreveport, Monroe, Lake Charles, and Natchez, Mississippi.
Hey,
what's up? This is Toby Mack with news of another real-life Jesus freak.
Every year, Christians are laying down their lives for Christ. Each death is a loss and a victory. As Paul wrote in Philippians, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Still, we grieved at the voice of the martyrs when we heard that on July 1st, four gunmen pushed their way into the home of Muhammad Yusuf Bhatt and shot him to death. He was a friend and a vibrant voice, sharing Christ with Muslims in Kashmir for more than 15 years. He leaves behind a wife and three children. Will you join in prayer for the family and legacy of Muhammad Yusuf Bhatt? For more, go online to persecution.com.
Parental involvement is the key to your child's success at school. This is Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. Whether it's volunteering at school, communicating with teachers on a regular basis, or helping with homework, we know that parental involvement is crucially important. So get involved. Working together, parents and educators can make this a great school year for every student in Louisiana.
A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
This is KAYT-FM.
881 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I've got all my dancing shoes.
Dream by